议程7渔光村重建项目，此议程由香港房屋协会提出，经济发展及规划文件9/2022号。我哋请房屋协会代表，唔该晒 ，thank you， Byron，thank you so much。香港房屋协会助理总经理，括弧物业策划及发展李志昌先生，高级经理，括弧物业策划及发展。李永山女士，高级经理物业策划及发展；萧嘉莉女士，经理社区关系；汤剑清先生以及社区关系经理欧阳子莹女士。请香港房屋协会代表简介议程。
我是香港房屋協會的蕭嘉莉，我就是代表房協，今天呢就是向南區區議會經濟發展及規劃事務委員會匯報下我們轄下的漁光村重建項目的最新進展。我們香港房屋協會呢就是在1948年成立的，是一個自負盈虧的非牟利非政府的機構，我們就是致力提供各類優質和物有所值的資助住屋，就包括了是出租房屋 public rental housing 和資助出售單位 subsidized sale flats。 今次匯報的呢就是關於漁光村的重建。漁光村的位置就是在漁輝閣、漁輝苑和石排灣村的以北，在個圖那裡都看到。北面呢就是接連香港仔水塘道，東面和西面呢就是接連漁光道，南面呢就是毗鄰一條現有的樓梯，是連接著漁光道的上段和下段。漁光村呢就是建於1960年，樓齡就超過50年了。雖然我們房協多年來很積極地為樓宇進行這個復修工程，但是考慮到長遠的維修成本和其他有一些是沒辦法用復修來保養 的樓宇結構的問題，所以漁光村其實是有一個很迫切的需要去重建的。而且重建漁光村是能夠釋出和利用善用土地的發展潛力，提供更多的資助房屋單位，以回應社會對住屋的殷切需求。重建計劃亦都是會優化單位設計，以應對人口老化的需要，以及提供社會福利設施，是應對香港仔和南區居民的需要的。在法定圖則的方面，漁光村是位處於個香港仔和鴨脷洲分區計劃大綱核准圖編號 SH1533 的範圍之內。土地的用途呢就是規劃做個住宅甲類地帶，地盤的東面和西面呢都是有建築物高度的限制，分別是主水平基準上140米和120米。為了配合政府增加房屋供應和響應政府在適合的供應房屋的地段那裡提供大約 5% 的總住用樓面面積 domestic 的 GFA 是作為這個社福設施用途，我們就是根據這個城市規劃條例第16條就向城規會提交了規劃申請，咁就以適度地放寬個地盤嘅建築物高度限制。咁根據我哋嗰個重建計劃咧，就係將會改善咗漁光村現有租户嘅生活條件啦，增加房屋供應房屋嘅住宅單位，同時咧係更加係提供更多嘅社福設施，為社區帶嚟更多嘅增益。上述的重建計劃其實已經於去年的9月已經是獲得運輸和房屋局原則上的支持，而且我們亦都是就著這個放寬高度限制這件事就是完成了那個可行性的研究和技術評估。 渔光村的地盘咧嘅面积大约系15,190个平方米左右。咁按住我哋嘅重建计划咧，渔光村重建咗之后咧，就会有5栋系介乎29至30层高嘅住宅楼宇。咁当中咧就系包括2栋咧就系出租屋村，另外3栋咧就系资助出售房屋，合共咧就系提供2,929个单位，当中咧就系有870个系出租单位，另外大约有2,059个咧就系资助出售单位嚟嘅。除此之外咧，亦都系提供一啲系康乐设施啦，同埋私人休憩用地等等。此外咧，成个重建项目咧就包括4层非住用嘅平台同埋1层地库，咁咧就系用嚟提供停车场、商铺同埋一啲社福设施。咁社福设施方面咧，就系包括一个150个。层位的安老院舍啦，暨长者日间护理单位、家居照顾服务、长者日间护理中心是有120个位嘅，同埋一个60位的特殊幼儿中心。咁以下咧就系可以睇到我哋嘅重建项目嘅总工发展蓝图啦。蓝色嘅咧就系 public rental housing。而粉紅色的咧，睇到咧就係資助出售單位嘅樓宇。咁呢一幅咧就係重建項目嘅剖面圖，就顯示咗唔同嘅高度。房協已經咧就呢個放寬高度限制咧就提出咗申請啦，並且已經委任咗專業嘅顧問咧，係完成咗可行嘅研究報告同埋技術評估，所包括嘅範圍咧就有交通、視覺景觀啦、基建設施啦，包括排水啦、排污啦、供水啦方面啦、空氣流通 air ventilation 啦、土力規劃、環境 environmental 亦都係睇咗係噪音嗰方面啦、空氣質素、污水質素同埋廢物管理嘅。咁就根據咧，我哋顧問完成咗嘅研究報告咧，同埋呢個技術評估咧，就係個結論就係話，我哋嘅規劃申請咧係唔會對周邊嘅環境同附近嘅地區咧帶嚟重大嘅影響嘅。頭先都提過啦，我哋呢個重建計劃咧係會帶嚟咗一系列嘅對社區有增益啦。除咗提供2,929个公營房屋單位之外咧，係配合政府現行的策略就是增加房屋供應。此外也是提供一系列剛才提過 的社福設施，是更加完善地滿足社區的日常所需，也是會改善漁光村現有租戶的生活條件。最後值得一提的就是我們漁光村的重建方案其實是符合這個 OTP 規劃大綱圖住宅 A 類甲類地帶的規劃意向，而且我們建議的建築物高度的relaxation 是其實跟周邊的環境是協調的那個高度上。咁至於我哋嘅重建嘅程序同埋現有租户嘅安置各方面嘅安排咧，就係為咗配合漁光村嘅重建計劃，我哋房協咧已經喺2016年嘅時候咧，向咗城規會提交呢個規劃申請，改劃一幅咧喺石排灣道嘅政府用地，係嚟作呢個出租屋村發展嘅。咁係以可以分段嚟安置受漁光村重建影響嘅居民嘅。咁呢個石排灣道用地咧嘅一個改劃咧，呢個程序咧，其實已經係2018年嘅時候已經完成咗噶啦。有關出租房屋發展項目咧，而家咧已經係進行緊興建工程，預計咧就喺2024年年底就落成。到時咧就係可以開始接受受漁光村第一期重建嘅第一期影響嘅居民噶啦。漁光村重建嘅工程咧，亦都會係分兩期嚟進行嘅。第一期嘅工程咧，就包括咧，就喺你睇到頭先我哋早前睇到嗰、那個總工圖嗰度咧，左邊嘅部分啦嘅第一期咧，就係包括興建2座出租嘅屋村同埋一 一座嘅資助出售房屋，預計咧就喺2031年完工嘅。而第二期咧就係包括兩座嘅資助出租出售房屋，預計係2037年就完成。愉光村現有租户嘅安排咧就會相應嘅咧，亦都係將分兩個階段嚟進行啦。第一個階段咧就係先安置愉光村現有西南邊。就包括是順風樓、白沙樓和海港樓的租戶，至到新落成的石排灣道的出租房屋那裡。第二階段就是會將餘下海鷗樓和靜海樓的租戶就是原村安置在第一期的重建項目那裡。咁至於係地區同埋公眾諮詢方面啦，我哋房協過去咧就係喺2013年嘅9月啦，同埋2016年嘅3月咧，就係曾經出席過南區區議會核下嘅事務委員會會議，就住漁光村嘅重建啦，同埋石排灣道嘅出租屋村發展項目咧，係諮詢會員嘅意見嘅。咁喺兩次嘅諮詢會裏邊咧，都係獲得多位議員委員會嘅支持嘅。咁就住當時委員關注嘅就係重建方案能唔能夠係盡用地積比率同埋高度限制嗰方面咧，我哋房協其實咧喺後來咧就係就住適度嘅嚟放寬漁光村地盤嘅建築物高度限制咧，就進行咗可行性研究同埋技術評估，並且咧向城規會就提交咗規劃申請，頭先都提咗噶啦。咁咧就係個建議則係略為放寬建築物的高度限制。咁就按住城市規劃條例的第16條啦，我哋個規劃申請咧嘅需要進行嘅既定程序咧，就喺法定提交意見嘅時限裏邊咧，我哋就係一共收到三份嘅公眾意見嘅。我哋咧並且亦都係就住所收到嘅意見啦，同埋其他政府部門嘅一啲意見咧，已經喺三月中同埋四月尾嘅時候咧，向城規會咧提交咗進一步嘅資料。此外咧，我哋亦都喺2013年十月嘅時候咧，亦都為咗漁光村嘅居民舉辦咗簡報會，收集居民嘅意見嘅。當時出席者咧普遍支持漁光村重建嘅呢一個建議。今日嘅匯報咧就係去到呢度，就希望咧係在座嘅會員係能夠支持我哋嘅重建項目。
多謝你嘅介紹。我想問下委員有冇提問？林玉珍議員。
係，唔該主席。咁呢個重建項目咧，我哋就即係都好支持嘅。咁但係我有幾個問題咧，都想問一問嘅。咁第一個問題咧，就想問一下有冇車位？咁個車位嘅數量係有幾多啦？咁另外咧就係嗰度有冇一啲商業鋪頭㗎？即係商業鋪頭嘅。咁另外第三樣咧，就問一問咧呢個地盤裡面咧有冇一啲即係社區會堂啊，或者一啲大型嘅活動室，有冇大型活動室？咁第四樣咧就會問一問咧會唔會有一啲預留嘅地方？因為唔知將來港島南港島線嘅西段咧唔知會幾時起，但係你起嘅過程中咧會唔會預留有一啲地方係可以即係做一啲出口連接到即係做一啲出口連接到係去到香港仔嘅？咁另外有一樣咧，就係因為早前咧，即係你上嚟諮詢嗰陣時咧，曾經有人咧就回應咗我哋前議員咧朱立威即係前嘅朱立威議員咧，就承諾咧就係話有回頭只提供俾佢哋漁光村嘅居民嘅。咁而家仲會唔會有呢一個回頭只安排咧？我就係問呢幾個問題，唔該。
我相信林玉珍議員都問得巨細無遺啦。阿波
，Yeah, so a question of what was timing in terms of your development timeline. I'd like to understand when you expect to open this up. Then in terms of connectivity, I'm trying to figure out what the connectivity is through the site, because quite significant level differences. So, and on the upper side, we got Yukong Road, you've got the existing staircase coming down. But I look at it and I think I would walk through your site. So, are you designing for public access through the site so that I can walk through the site, go to the lift, go again through the site, go to the second lift, and then end up at Yukong? Is that access provided? I would be interested in what the design idea is here. Then the other thing is, I'm sure that a lot of your residents would love to go into the Aberdeen Country Park, which is a corner which seems to be not connected. I mean, I would have to go away from that corner to get out of the site. So you have a reason for that. Then on Yukong Road, on the north side, the pavement has very large, beautiful trees, but so the effective width of that footpath is very narrow, because there's basically almost no effective width left because of the trees. Are you going to use the opportunity of the redevelopment to provide space for connectivity along Yukong Road on that side? That pedestrian connection doesn't really exist right now. And if people come out of your tower and then walk through the park, then what do you expect them to do, basically? So are you going to take care of that footpath there as well and the connection with it? So that's it. And then the third one is the issue of additional parking. Are you going to provide more parking than now? And then what's the traffic assessment on that? And then my fourth point is, what is the relationship of this with the future MTR station? Do you have any insight how your residents are going to communicate to and from the future MTR station?
好，我寫部門一拼回覆我嘛。
多謝大家的提問啦，咁首先就住車位數量方面，咁我哋將會提供大概318個車位嘅，咁另外亦都會有電單車泊位啦，大概係26個，咁除此之外咧，亦都會有其他嘅唔同類型嘅泊車位同埋啲上落車位，就嗰度係講緊大概係39個嘅，咁retail方面。零售設施方面咧，我哋係有嘅，係會有大概5000平方米嘅零售設施。至於社區會堂或者一個大型嘅活動室咧，我哋都明白到大家社區對於呢一方面嘅設施嘅需求啦，咁我哋會積極考慮咧喺我哋個項目裏邊係增設呢一種嘅設施嘅。提及到關於地鐵嗰個出口嘅問題啦，咁由於咧地鐵而家嘅走線同埋嗰個將會有嘅站車站嘅位置咧，都係仲未有細節公布啦，咁我哋會向港鐵方面去了解有關嘅資料。喺唔影響我哋供應房屋同埋各類嘅社福設施嘅前提底下咧，我哋會盡量好好咁樣去配合嘅。
呢個亦都係解答司馬文議員問到都係同地鐵站嗰個 connections， 其實都係我哋會配合地鐵嗰個將來嗰個出口啦，喺可行嘅情況底下咧，我哋係會睇下點樣去預留到一個 connection point 回頭指方面咧，有關所有嘅呢一啲調遷嘅安排咧，我哋一般都會喺調遷行動之前24個月咧去公布嗰啲詳細嘅詳情嘅，咁到時就會同大家再作交代嘅。然後司馬文議員有問到關於嗰個 timing 嘅問題啦，咁我哋就會分兩期去發展啦。咁而第一期咧就將會喺大約2031年嘅時候完工，而第二期咧就大概喺2037年嘅時候完工。 有提到咧，关于系咪可以容许公众经过个西经过我哋嘅项目嘅地盘，由低段嘅渔光道去到高段嘅渔光道咧？咁而家大家会见到咧，系有两个 lift towers 回边我哋嘅 site 嘅。咁喺呢个电梯呢啲 lift 开放嘅时间里边咧，我哋系会尽量去方便公眾去使用我們的 lift 的。另外呢，有問到關於這個的交通評估的交通評估啦。其實我們就住今次的放寬高限的 規劃申請呢，是有做了一個的 traffic assessment 啦。就住今次放寬高限呢，我哋帶來額外嘅單位咧，係講緊350多個啦。咁而呢350多個單位咧，係並冇為區內嘅交通咧帶來好大嘅影響嘅。咁不過我哋知道咧，其實區內嘅交通咧，本來已經係接近飽和噶啦。咁就算我哋唔申請今次嘅高限嘅放寬，而就住本來原有的發展參數去發展去重建的話呢，其實本來的交通呢都不是太理想的。再加上呢，其實區內呢會有很多不同的發展，包括躍動港島南和田灣山岩洞的發展。其實我們認為呢，政府是應該呢及時呢是為整個的香港仔的香港仔呢一區咧，係做一個全面嘅交通評估同埋改善嘅。咁呢一啲區域性嘅交通嘅改善咧，我哋房協就超出咗房協嘅範圍啦。咁係應該交由政府相關部門去負責嘅。另外有提到那個漁光道好比較窄呢樣嘢，咁其實我哋有做過行人交通嘅評估啦，咁嗰個評估係反映嗰個行人交通咧係並冇大嘅問題嘅，咁但係我哋都會就住呢個機會咧喺保育樹木嘅同時咧，係睇下點樣可以令到。可以怎樣可以優化那個行人路，令到行人呢會有更加好的體驗啦。
Okay. 好，我相信兩位議員有沒有需要追問？阿波先啦，唔該。
No, I hear the developer suggesting that the traffic situation is not ideal and that at least that is how it's translated. And I hope that you agree with the translation. Yeah, you agree? Okay. So we are undertaking this redevelopment. We have traffic situation, and so we're putting more cars in. But it's, so that's why my question is about the timing, sort of timing of the MTR, the timing of this development, the number of car parking spaces, and the fact that the road is very narrow and steep. To me, we have a balancing issue, which I think the Transport Department and the Planning Department should comment on what their plans are, and they're here in the room. And then I definitely agree with the developer that if this is permitted by the Planning Department, then there should be a clear overall plan. Otherwise, we are supporting a plan that's going to create problems for the future, for the existing residents and for the future residents that we're inviting to live here. So we have we're supporting an unsustainable plan, and I'm sure that everybody will have a concern with that. So as a district councillor, I at this moment I would wonder even whether I should support this plan, because the traffic is yet to be clarified. Then I hope that the upper the second issue is the Yukon Road, the footpath with the trees. I was hoping you were going to say you're going to widen the footpath, which means onto your area. Within your area, you're going to provide a wider footpath on so that the trees can continue to grow, but that people can pass on that side of the road. So I hope you would do that. And then the other one that I was hoping you're going to say is that the block 5, it is, that will have a direct access to Yukong Road, to that corner, and to the start of the country park, because I'm thinking that a lot of your residents will have to go there. This corner here. That's the. Anyway, those are my chairman. I think we have to take some responses on the transport and the planning side.
好，仲有冇議員有追問？需唔需要？曾姐，唔該。
其實呢個係提議啦，可唔可以咧？即係因為即係呢個咁樣嘅重建咧，其實可唔可以做到咧？喺香港仔水塘道嗰度咧，可唔可以做到一個即係叫做扶手電梯啊？因為好斜啊嗰個位置。咁如果做咗扶手電梯咧，咁呢度即係。起碼呢個居住嘅人流呢度都有幾千啦，咁同埋可以幫助到即係一個地區上去而家現時好多人即係上個斜路嗰度咧，都其實都幾吃力嘅。咁所以可唔可以即係加設做一個嗰個扶手電梯咧？唔該。
好，我諗合併回覆啦，好唔好啊？唔該曬。處方先定係規劃處嗰邊會唔會有少少都有啲 comment 啊？
多謝主席。其實這個申請呢，其實我們會排期應該是6月尾的時候就會上城規會去審理的。咁就住阿坡嗰個concern對於 traffic 嘅 concern， 我哋都有會同運輸處即係一路都有聯絡，即係睇緊佢哋運輸處就住呢個重建項目啦，就住對周遭環境嗰個交通影響咧，都喺度評估緊，即係就住房協裏面提交嗰個交通影響嘅評估個報告裏面咧，我哋都喺度即係喺度即係運輸處都喺度。即係審視緊啦，睇下佢裏邊咧會唔會真係，如果第時重建咗之後咧，到對附近環境係咪有造成一個影響啊，定點樣？咁呢個我哋都會一併喺上城規會嗰陣時候咧，都會俾城規會嘅議員一次過去審議咁樣。
係，唔該，李生。
係，首先我哋好多謝阿司馬文議員嘅 concern 咧，其實我哋房協咧都有同一樣嘅 concern 嘅。咁我哋都重申啦，即係其實呢個 traffic problem 咧就係整個區嘅問題嚟嘅。至於我哋房協咧，如果係喺我哋 within 我哋嘅西嘅，我哋能夠做到嘅嘢咧，我哋都係盡量做嘅。咁亦都包括頭先阿司馬文議員提到咧，會唔會有個 road widening along 嗰個漁江村路？嗱，我哋可以翻去再睇一睇嘅，因為今日提出啦，咁我哋暫時呢一刻就唔可以答到話得定唔得啦。但我哋會研究，如果喺唔影響嗰個 flat production 之下咧，咁我哋係可以 set back 的話，我哋都可以做到嘅呢啲。咁其實類似嘅工作咧，我哋喺其他，例如我哋喺筲箕灣嘅明華大廈咧，我哋都係有做呢啲嘅。即係如果嗰個位置係黐住我哋個西側，其實我哋係有能力的話，我哋會做嘅。咁但係如果有啲位，譬如係唔係我哋個西範圍以內咧，其實我哋就比較難啲嘅啦。咁至於林議員剛才提到那個扶手電梯，其實呢我們有已經有類似的 facilities。 如果你看回張圖呢，在那個右下角那裡呢有些橙色的位置呢，其實就是我們會有一些 lift 和一些 footbridge 的。主要呢就是我們入口呢就會在現在是藍色那邊，就是在這個這裡你指翻嗰度，嚇！而家呢個 lowest point 我哋會入去，然之後咧，我哋就經過我哋嘅 podium 啦，咁就去翻橙色嗰邊。咁於是咧就會有 lift 同埋我哋嘅 footbridge 咧，就帶到去我哋嘅地盤高點。咁嗰度其實講緊有30米嘅相差嘅。咁呢啲係我哋 within 我哋嘅西咧，我哋能夠做到嘅嘢咧，我哋都做噶啦。咁至於話嗰個 connectivity with 嗰個 country park 咧，但係因為即其實呢中間還隔了幾個政府的地，那些我們真的沒辦法咯。但如果將來譬如如果地鐵我們知道有些具體的 planning 的時候，我們都願意配合大家去再想一些的方法。
OK， 好，多謝你們的努力。阿波，你追問吧，麻煩。
No follow-up question, Chairman, but I hope we can take action on this. One, that we ask for the planning department to make sure the town planning board is informed of our concerns and the concerns of the developer regarding the traffic situation that is there. And two, that I think it is important that the MTR plans are now published as soon as possible, although the MTR, because of our food delay, is more likely to be 2040 before it's completed. I think it's necessary we see the plans and that sort of developers can organize themselves, that we know where it's going to be, that access will be provided in the right location. So these plans should no longer be secret. They should be published as soon as possible, even if they can still be adjusted in the future. But at least the plans as they are today should be published now so that people can work towards them. And because everybody's way, I know from Hong Kong, you, it's the same problem as you. They still don't know. So they're putting all these new buildings, but they still don't know exactly where the MTR of the plan. Here, you've got a new development going up. Again, everybody's wondering what's going to happen. So those two points, I think, as a district council, FIDA, Home Affairs Department, I think we should give pressure to those two departments.
好，有冇其他議員有意見，我就總結幾句先啦。喺你哋回覆之前，首先，房署呢邊，我支持你哋計劃嘅，咁我都覺得你哋做喺你哋嗰部分係冇問題。咁而我哋面對緊我哋整個交通嘅問題或者規劃嘅問題，亦都唔係，坦白講唔係完全你哋嘅責任。其實就阿波啱啱講嘅事情咧，我尋日就同港鐵傾過嘅。咁好奇怪地，港鐵咧就都好被動，佢哋話嗰個。你話佢哋好想做，但係睇嚟就唔係喺佢哋決定之間。咁我哋話多啲時間去溝通啦，研究下發生咩事啦。咁啱啱啊，司馬文議員嘅意見，希望規劃署都聽到啦，或者即係睇下你有冇啲回覆啦。
係啊，其實都可以透過即係南區民政事務處咧，將今日會議裏邊嗰啲意見咧，可以轉達俾我哋。我哋就會喺城規會嗰度，即係一併俾城規會嗰度一齊去考慮。
好，秘書處嘅同事幫我哋去轉達，唔該曬。咁有冇其他意見？如果冇其他意見呢，咁我做個總結啦。我相信今日嘅議員係唔係反對呢個計劃㗎嘛，係咪？係支持㗎嘛。咁我哋南區區議會係支持你哋個項目嘅。不過同時呢，都希望你哋周遭嘅嘢，啱啱議員提其實幾好嘅意見，即係譬如加闊個道路啊，或者各樣嘢考慮一下做好佢啦。因為唔係，因為呢、這個即係我哋嘅思維呢，我哋新未來特首講呢，唔係講我同你㗎嘛，我和我們，但係睇下點樣做好件事呢，唔係一定係話嗰啲規格上唔啱我哋做好佢，咁有時候可以改善到居民嘅生活。如果有能力做嘅，拜託大家共同努力啦。
多謝各位議員。
好，如果冇其他問題呢，這個議程就結束啦。